Mark Story is with us now. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Outstanding. How are you, Jack?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, you, as I mentioned this earlier this morning, that you always are good about sending me topics that you want to talk about. And obviously, we got to talk about UK's must-win game tomorrow versus Alabama. I mean, gosh, we've lost four in a row, right?
That's correct. I think Kentucky is okay to make the NCAA tournament as long as it wins its last three home games. I remember coming on here about a month ago and saying, you know, looking at the schedule, there's a chance Kentucky's going to lose a bunch of road SEC road games in the year because it just broke in kind of a tough manner, and that seems to be happening. But I think if they take care of business and win these last three home games with Alabama, Missouri, and Ole Miss, I think that would get them in safely in the NCAA tournament. Now, if that does not happen, then things get a little interesting. And Alabama's a good team. You know, their point guard, Colin Sexton, is one of the best freshmen in the country, just a terrific player. So Kentucky's going to, I mean, they're going to have to bring it and play well to beat Alabama, even in Rome.
What do you think the problem is?
Oh, I think there's probably three things. I think, number one, you don't have the transcendent, you know, John Wall, Anthony Davis, Carl Anthony Towns type freshman. I think, number two, there's no experience. I mean, even in this one-and-done era, the best Kentucky teams have had, you know, a core of experienced players, a Patrick Patterson on the 2010 team, you know, a Darius Miller, Duron Lamb, Terrence Jones, 2012, and, you know, seven of the top nine players from the year before were back in 2015 on the team that, you know, went 38-1. Mm-hmm. The third thing, I think this team is, I don't know that the parts fit together very well, and offensively, you know, they don't really shoot the three very well, and they only have one, maybe two players that can create offense for themselves. So with the SEC being pretty good, they get in all these close games where you have to grind it out at the end, and they just don't have that many ways to score.
Yeah. Well, let's hope the next three we can pull those off. Let's also talk about Dan Issel and being the front man for a group trying to bring the NBA to Louisville.
Yeah, I think the dream that never dies, which is bringing pro basketball back to the state of Kentucky. And I thought the announcement yesterday that Dan Issel is now the front man of the group in Louisville that's trying to make this happen was a good thing if you actually want this to work, which I do. You know, I think part of the problem they've had in Louisville is the people associated with the effort or the to bring the NBA to Louisville have been kind of polarizing figures. And Dan Issel, to my knowledge, I've never met anybody who doesn't like Dan Issel.
No, that's right. That's right. That's great. And you say you'd like to see it, huh?
I would. I know. You know, I'm a little biased. I grew up in Hardin County in the Louisville media market in the 1970s when the Kentucky Colonels, the old ABA, with Artis Gilmore and Dan Issel and Louis Dampier, and I love the Colonels. So I've always been pro basketball in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. I got in an elevator. Excuse me. I was drinking my coffee. I got in an elevator in Atlanta once with Artis Gilmore. Man, is he a tall feller?
Artis Gilmore is a very large human being.
Yeah.
And having written about him when he went into the Kentucky Athletic Hall of Fame, he's a nice guy.
He really was to me in that elevator. I tell you that. I was looking up at him. I said, "Ham, you're tall." I'm sure he's
what you're supposed never to say.
Heard,
there's nothing.
I'm sure he's never heard that before. I'm sorry.
Well, not only was he 7'2", you know, he wore, you know, his back in the 70s, his hairstyle. He wore a big afro.
Yeah.
So he was probably 7'6".
That's right.
Went to the top of his hair.
Yep. You're exactly right. Well, you can read all about it in the Lexington Herald Leader, also online at Kentucky.com. And how else can we keep up with you, Mark?
I'm on Twitter at Mark C. Story. That's at Mark C. Story.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.